Ready for a deep dive. Today, we're talking about a tiny orchid.
Tiny but mighty, right?
Exactly. It's called Goodyera repens. And get this, it can tell us a whole lot about the health of entire forests.
It's like a secret code hidden in plain sight.
I love that. So for everyone listening, think about this. What if we could understand the health of an entire forest just by looking for one tiny plant?
That's the power of indicator species. And that's what this orchid is.
And our guide for this deep dive is here to break it all down.
Happy to be here. Let's talk orchids.
Okay, so Goodyera repens. Why does this one little orchid matter so much?
Well, it's all about the connections, this orchid. It's super picky about where it lives. It needs a very specific type of forest to survive.
Like a super picky forest hunter.
Exactly. Think old growth coniferous forests. The ones with all the pine trees and a nice thick carpet of moss.
Got it. So it's like a sign. This orchid only shows up if the conditions are just right.
You got it. It's telling us, hey, this forest is healthy. It's the kind of place I like to call home. Or if we don't see it, that's a sign that something might be off.
Like a warning light.
Exactly. And that's what makes it such a valuable tool for scientists like Charlotte Herbs.
Right, Charlotte. Her work is featured in today's source material, and it's fascinating. Tell us more about her.
She's doing some amazing research over in Sweden, really trying to pinpoint what Goodyera repens can tell us about forest health. She's comparing tons of different sites, 80 to be precise.
80?
Yep, 80. Some with the orchid, some without. By studying the differences between those areas, she's learning what makes this orchid tick.
Okay, so paint us a picture.
Yeah.
We're talking 80 forests. What does Charlotte actually do in each one?
It's pretty impressive, actually. Imagine this. She goes to each forest and marks off these huge plots, 50 meters by 50 meters bigger than a basketball court.
No way. That's serious science happening right there.
It is. And within those plots, she is measuring everything. The types of trees, how old they are, even counting how many dead trees are around.
Dead trees. Why are those important?
They're actually super informative. They can tell us about past disturbances. Maybe there was a fire or logging happened a while back.
Interesting. So it's not just about the living crates of the forest.
Exactly. And it's not just trees either. Charlotte is looking at the types of lichens growing, the understory plants, all these little details that contribute to the bigger picture of forest health.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. We've got 80 forests, these massive research plots. It sounds like it takes forever. What's the point of gathering all this data?
The goal is to understand what makes a forest suitable for Goodyera repens, and to use that knowledge to help with conservation efforts.
So by protecting this one picky orchid, we end up protecting the whole forest.
Exactly. Because if the forest is healthy enough for Goodyera repens, it's likely healthy for all sorts of other plants and animals that call that forest home. It's about seeing the whole web of life connected to this one orchid.
This is making me think. If this worked with an orchid in a forest, could we use a similar approach in other ecosystems? Could we find indicator species for grasslands or deserts or coral reefs?
That's a great question. It makes you think about all the hidden connections out there just waiting to be discovered, right?
Absolutely. And that wraps up our deep dive into the amazing world of Goodyera repens.